community that has so much jazz, there needs to be a show that showcases that music and the people that make it. This is That Show. Welcome to Have You Heard, the Indianapolis edition. From funky, cool, straight ahead, innovative, beautiful, swinging, and everything in between, Indianapolis jazz has something to offer everybody. This podcast is dedicated to the jazz and jazz musicians that make Indianapolis the musical city that it is. Find the local jazz musicians you didn't know you love right here on Have You Heard? The Indianapolis Edition.
Why, hello there. Welcome to Have You Heard? Indie Edition, our new podcast featuring some great musicians around Indianapolis who have reached out to us and asked us to talk to them and play some of their great music. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
And tonight we have something very special for you. You know, Rich, Indianapolis is known for their jazz musicians. And they're also known for their vocalists. And we have a great vocalist who recently came onto the scene, probably, what, 10 years ago, I think she said in her interview.
That's correct. Yeah.
And I think, you know, she's going to make some waves. It's really exciting what she's doing.
Absolutely. I first sang with this artist. I guess
you sang with her?
I mean, I played when she was singing. I was playing. Okay. She was singing.
I was going to say, I want to hear you sing sometime.
Yeah. No, you don't. You really don't. You really don't. And I was just blown away by her her sound. I mean, she just sounded great and really good phrasing. And she knew like the forms and could, you know, look at you like, hey, it's your turn to solo. She kind of took direction, you know, she directed well on stage, which is always great when you're a horn player. And I think I was just sitting in with her. She was sitting in with whoever I was playing with. And, but yeah, it was just, it was a great experience. I thought, man, I can't wait to, get to work with her more. And I think right before that, or right after we sat in together, is when my son Griffin was born. So I did not get much of a chance to work with her. I haven't worked with a lot of people in the last 5 years, simply because it's just impossible to get out and hang and jam and do all this stuff. So, I thought she was great. And when she emailed me, and I'm so glad she did, because I have a list of people somewhere in some notebook of like, okay, potential. Oh, you and I probably sat down together and wrote like, have you heard interview people that we want to sit down and talk to? And her name was on the list. I may have added it without you knowing, or maybe we talked about it, but it was a while ago, so maybe you don't remember. But so I'm so happy that she reached out. And her name, I guess we should say her name, huh?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. It's Yvonne Alou, singer. Man, she's a great singer. And like I said, I was really taken aback by her presence, her vocal presence on stage. She's also a chiropractor and acupuncturist. So,
yes, you know, the good doctor.
Yes, right. Dr. Alou. So this album, Climate Change, it's spelled C-L-Y-M-A-T-E, Climate Change. It was set to be released earlier in March, but it got pushed for, she didn't specify why. I'm just assuming it's for the pandemic.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Everything is pushed back to June 12th, a big CD release party at the Jazz Kitchen. Now, this album has a host of very good Indianapolis-based jazz musicians and players. First of all, Robert Coleman Jr., great guitar player, songwriter. Some of my favorite tunes on this record were written by him. And we have Jared Thompson. We have Charlie Ballantyne. He wrote a couple tunes. And Yvonne wrote the lyrics for it. There's a couple standards. And Rob Dixon wrote a tune and plays on several of the tracks. Nick Tucker plays on it. Richard Sleepy Floyd plays on it. Carrington Clinton plays on it. It's just, there's just a lot of really great, Brandon Meeks plays on it, Kevin Anker. So there's a lot of great people. So this is, that says something to me when I'm, when I, you look at a lineup like that. And here she is, just somebody that happened to go to a jam session just to observe, but Clifford Ratliff got her up on stage to sing. And, you know, she has a professional career, but 10 years later, she has an album with a lot of the heavy hitters in town on it. That says something about her, that she has, you know, people want to work with her. And like I said, I would love to work with her too. And Yvonne, if you're listening, you know, how about a trombone player? That would be great.
Seems like we end every episode with that. Every interview we do, we're like, hey, you know, what about the trombone? You know,
you know, we like to work with people too. No, I'm, but I think it's, I still think it's a great album.
It is, yeah. But it could use a little slide in it.
Oh yeah, man. Just think about it, man. Trombone makes everybody sound like they're playing or singing higher and faster than they really are. You know, it's really great. It's just it's a great equalizer, you know.
Yeah.
So it's an enhancer for other people. I don't mind. It's great. All right. Well, why don't we play a couple tunes? I talked about Robert Coleman Jr. So why don't we let's do two of his tunes on this. Quiet Nights and Someone Like You. And I apologize ahead of time, because once you listen to Quiet Nights, you're never going to get this chorus or the hook out of your head. It's there. And I just walk around the house singing it quietly to myself so I don't scare the children, because my voice is terrible. But it's a really great tune. So here it is, Quiet Nights and Someone Like You, from the album Climate Change by Yvonne Alou.
Thank you. never knew someone whose will could devastate my heart and make me feel like my heart went out to play. You understand my every word, so warm, so fast, a love that lingers near. Tell me, what more can I say? When you left the time so still, I've gotta be a woman more mature. Feelings in my heart remain, and at night I'm calling out your name, calling out your name. I never knew someone like you. Without a touch could make me feel like you do. Can't let this magic get away. All I know is how I feel, and this time the feeling is for real. No, I'm not infatuated, but what am I supposed to do?
Quiet Nights and Someone Like You. The album is Climate Change. It is released digitally right now, so you can find it online. However, the CD release party is planned for June 12th at the Jazz Kitchen, so definitely go check that out. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
And you're listening to Have You Heard the Indie Edition, our new podcast featuring some great indie musicians like Yvonne, who we recently had an interview with.
Well, we've been listening to her music through this whole Have You Heard Indie Edition podcast, and now she's joining us, the great vocalist, Yvonne Alou. Welcome to Have You Heard.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. And I want to put all of our cards on the table here. And just so that everybody knows that this is what where we're coming from. We're starting. This is the base. We have to make sure that everybody knows that I personally think that you're a great singer, and I love your voice. So
Thank you.
I want to get that out of the way, okay? And it's, I'm very biased.
I think I know where this is going. I think I know what you're going to do here, Rich.
I've already done it. But I'm biased towards, and I you're going to have to, if I remember playing with you or seeing you at the Chatterbox, and I don't remember, I'm not very good at dates. I remember when my children were born, and that's in my birthday, and that's pretty much it. So I don't remember how long ago it was I first heard you or played with you, but I was really struck by your singing, and I'm very happy that we get to share this music with the broader community. And if you just give us a little background into your musical history and how all of this this record came about.
Well, I started singing, I guess, more on the jazz scene professionally around 2010 here in the Indianapolis area. I've been singing, you know, non-professionally all my life. Every day there's a song in my head, and, you know, from the shower to the kitchen in the car. So I'm always singing. But I guess my very first stage performance would have been eons ago when I was in a talent show. My brother put me in a talent show, and I think I just sort of got the bug then. And so on a non-professional setting, I was just singing for weddings, funerals, you know, whatever came up. But I really wanted to step into the music scene and into the jazz music scene back in 2010. I went to the jam session at the Jazz Kitchen, and that's when it all got started. I think it was maybe around March 25th. I met Clifford Radliff and stepped onto the stage at the jam session, and that was a musical experience for me as a singer that I had never had before, just to play with people that I didn't know and just to share the music and let it weave itself through us. That's when it all got started for me here in Indy.
Wow. So that was, what was the, were you just happened to be at the jam session, or was there a catalyst leading you to the jam session to sing?
You know, there, I guess I had heard about this jam session, and I kept saying, oh, I think I'm going to go. And then I just committed myself to it. And it was probably 6-7 months after the death of my brother that I really had a focus on music. A couple of weeks after he passed, I went on vacation, and I just really thought about how short life was and that you have to take your gifts and do something with them. And I decided I'm going to sing professionally after that. And so I started seeking out opportunities and going to venues that would allow me to do that and meeting people so that I could start working with individual musicians and form a band.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. Yep. That's great. So many people talk about going to jam sessions and then don't always follow through with it. So I'm glad you did.
It can be pretty intimidating if it's not, you know, something you do on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And in fact, that night I went to check it out. I didn't go to perform. And I met Clifford, and he said, you know, what's your axe? And I said, well, my voice. And he said, well, you know, have you put your name on the list? I said, no, I'm just checking out the scene. He said, well, no time like the present. So he forced me to get up, and that's sort of where I got started.
Nice.
Now, are you originally from Indianapolis?
No, I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, another great music city.
Yeah.
But I've been in Indianapolis long enough to be called a Hoosier, so.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I'm a transplant.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, I grew up outside of St. Louis, actually, in Edwardsville, Illinois.
Okay.
Then I came here by way of Indiana University, and I've been in Indiana for nearly 30 years now. So
you're a Hoosier as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's cool. Yeah.
It's okay. It's home.
So you have this this new album, Climate Change, that was digitally released in March, early March, March 6th, and the CD release party has been moved because of where we find ourselves right now. But talk a little bit about your album. You know, how did you go about putting it together? What made you want to do an album at this time? And, you know, how did you get everybody together to do it?
Well, the album, the idea for the album, I've always wanted to record. I had like an indie home project that I released back in 2011, which was just Christmas songs. So, but this was my first studio album production. And I also am a songwriter. So I've been writing songs and putting stuff together over the years. And I knew that I was ready to go into the studio. I just didn't know how it was all going to happen. I had started to work with individual musicians on the songs, but as far as the whole thing culminating in walking into the studio, I wasn't so sure how you really do that, how you would go about that. So I ran into Sleepy Floyd. We were on a gig together up at the Women in Jazz Fest. I was performing up in Lafayette, and Sleepy asked me where I was on the project. And I said, well, I'm ready to do something, but I'm ready to go into the studio. He said, let me take the lead on this. And he's a great producer, a great leader. He allowed me to come in and co-produce. He gave me a lot of liberties and assignments to do so that I got my feet wet in producing a CD as well. And that's how it all got started. He was very instrumental in pulling together the core group of musicians who would record on this album. Now, because some of the songs I collaborated in writing, I wrote the lyrics and the like with Don't Know Better, Charlie Ballantyne. He wrote the musical composition for Don't Know Better, but I wrote the lyrics. He wrote the musical composition for Mom, but I wrote the lyrics. Robert Coleman and I wrote a song together, Justice 2, which he had already written the musical composition, but we co-wrote the lyrics. Rob Dixon, I actually wrote the lyrics for the song Climate Change, and Rob Dixon came up with the blues. I couldn't really say that I came up with I had the tune in my head and I hummed it, and in his brilliance, he just got on the piano and played it and took it to a different level. So it's a lot of collaborations, this project. It's my journey and the evolution as a vocalist and a musician on the jazz scene here in Indy. And it's represented in many ways, because not only does it sort of channel the music that I've covered, starting with jam sessions and the Great American Songbook and jazz tunes, but it also encompasses a lot of what I've been writing over those years. And I had an opportunity to reach out to those fellows that I met on the scene and say, hey, and I love the fact that they respected me enough to be, you know, to say, hey, yes, I want to work with you. And this sounds great.
Yeah. I love the that type of collaboration with music and lyrics. And I think all the music is very strong and your singing is wonderful. And you pull together a lot of really great players from the Indianapolis scene. And
that was Sleepy Floyd doing that. He said, you know, Yvonne. Well, you know, aside from the collaboration, I already had some strong players with Robert Coleman,
sure,
and Charlie Ballantyne and Jared and Rob Dixon. But Sleepy said, you know what? I want the studio sessions to come out really great. And I want us to have, you know, great progress in this. So he's really very instrumental in doing that.
Well, I will shake his hand next time. Yeah. I can do that. Well, I'm really appreciative that you have this album out, that we could listen to it. And remind us when the postponed release party is going to be at the Jazz Kitchen.
June 12th. That's our new date.
June 12th.
Unless we're still on lockdown and we have some major restrictions, we'll revamp and go from there. But other than that, that's our tentative date right now.
Well, I will certainly make an effort to get out and check it out, because I'm a fan, and I think everybody who's listening to this right now also has become a fan. So thank you.
I hope they enjoy it.
Yeah.
I hope they enjoy it.
Well, if they don't, then they shouldn't be listening.
Because I certainly enjoyed producing this project. It was a lot of fun. And as you stated, a lot of great guys on here. And can I just mention some of the guys who are
of
on this
course.
Project?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've got Robert Coleman Jr., Rob Dixon, Nick Tucker, Sleepy Floyd, Sean McGowan, Bill Myers, Charlie Ballantyne, Brandon Meeks, Kevin Anker, Jonathan Wood, Carrington Clinton. Those are just...
It's a who's who right there. It's great.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, Jarrett Thompson didn't play on the album, but he actually co-wrote a song.
The Memory Lane he wrote.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's a tune about Cynthia Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis beloved songbird.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is a great album, and I want to thank you for spending time with us and talking about your music.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure.
I appreciate it. All right. Take care.
What a fun interview with Yvonne. She's such a nice person. Such a great, great
she is.
Person to talk to.
Yeah.
I certainly enjoyed seeing her and talking with her again. It had been quite a while. Like I said, I had been out. I'm not out of the scene, but I'm not playing as much locally as I used to. And for various reasons, I got gigs out of town. I used to have gigs out of town. But, and you know, there's small children running around this house that need to be taken care of during the day. So,
sure,
that's what I'm doing. But hey, her doctoral practice, chiropractic and acupuncture. I don't know. It's called Health Spring Wellness. So check it out there. But you can also find this album, Climate Change. It's CLYMATE Change. It's available digitally. And Yvonne is YVONNE and Alu, ALLU. What a great, great singer. Great time. She talked about getting to the jam session and singing a jazz tune. So I would love to, why don't we end with a couple tunes here? Let's end with Skylark, Hoagy Carmichael, Indiana Native, jazz standard tune, and then we'll right after that we'll finish the show with the title track Climate Change. So here it is, Skylark, Climate Change. Thank you so much for tuning in to a Have You Heard Indie Edition podcast, this one featuring Yvonne Alu.
Where someone's waiting to be kissed. Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring? Where my heart can go a journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane, and in your lonely flight, have you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading. but my heart is riding on your wing. And if you see them anywhere, won't you take me there?
Drove me insane.
Have You Heard? Indie Edition is written, researched, recorded, and produced in the home studios of Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. For more information about the people and music you just heard, please go to haveyouheardjazz.com. Find us on Facebook at Have You Heard Jazz, or email us directly at hyhjazz@gmail.com. And check back often to find the music you didn't know you loved.